and that was my other interview. We'll just move along here. You mentioned plowing, and when the sod is turned over, you plow, call those?
Rod plows. It's sod plows, they call them sod plows, but they're mold boards are made out of rods, as a rule.
Now, what do you call those things that it cuts?
The roots?
Well, I was thinking more of the ditch and the row.
Furrow?
Yeah.
Furrow. You leave a furrow when you go through. Uh-huh. Then you come right back and fill that furrow.
Let's see, did we mention wheat?
No, we haven't said anything about wheat, I don't believe.
I get my interviews mixed up.
I
try to keep this in
Maybe
mind.
We did talk about wheat a while ago, I don't know.
Well, we mentioned threshing and things like that. Did you ever gather it up in
bundles?
Yeah.
Oh yes, that's the way we used to handle wheat, you know. You could binder it and bundle it, and then we'd shock it, and then we'd thrash it with a thrashing machine. Yes, we talked about that a while ago.
See, first you had a bundle, and then you had a shock.
That's about 12 of them. They put about 12 of them in there, and it turns the water pretty good. And then when it's time's right, you take a thrash machine, take about 10, 12 bundle wagons, and go in there, haul it to the thrash machine. You have a man pitch it on the wagon, haul it over, and throw it in the machine. Now, then they want to do it all the combine.
Yeah. And what did you say you do with it? How did you say oats are handled?
Oats are damn good in the same way.
Oh.
Yeah, the same way. You know, barley about the same way. We have lots of maize in this country nowadays, but we use combine now. In the former years, we used to, all the way we could handle that head stuff was just take a knife and hit it.
My goodness, I bet that took forever.
Yeah, it did. It just taken an awful lot of time.
Boy. You have any birds around for that?
Oh, we have lots of birds.
Pheasants in this country?
No pheasants.
Quail?
Quail, and they have blackbirds that give you the more trouble.
Oh, great.
And sparrows. More trouble on the smaller bird than anything else.
How about doves?
Oh, we have lots of doves, but they ain't so bad. We have men out here when dove season opens, they'll come out here and kill all of them in a little while. About dove season, they just fall out here. You have to watch them.
Those are rascals to hit. I shot doves. Oh gosh, I guess it's been 12 years now. Shot all day and I don't think I hurt one.
Oh gosh, we had a man come out to Tulsa down there, son-in-law's place down there. He let him hunt. And that guy hardly ever missed a dove. I never seen such a shot in my life. He had another fellow with him, and they'd be coming along this way, and it just looked like he could just pick out there and put them all one side of his to him.
It's a pleasure to see people shoot like that. So
I've got a little grandson. He's about 21, 2 years old now. He's married.
He's not very little.
Well, he's little, but he's grown, of course, but he's small. No, he's grown, but he can hit them things. He can quail too. Rabbits, he just left to hunt.
It's a pleasure to see people shoot like that instead of these people that leave cripples.
Yeah. And my son out there on the place, he killed 4 out of 5 birds when they get out. That's about all he cares about, those quails.
That takes practice.
Oh golly, he shot away from shells, I bet.
Now let's see, if someone were to say, can you walk 10 miles and you could only walk 8, you'd say, no, 8 miles is
the limit.
Would you say it's the farthest I can walk, or what?
That's about all I can do.
You mentioned bread. Now, you mentioned your mother baking bread in the Dutch oven?
Yes.
You said that.